here this year on the Recruiting Animal Show, and I'm going to tell you why. Blog Talk Radio is the platform that hosts this show. You're listening to me right now on Blog Talk Radio, and they sent me a note that they're going to start charging me $30 a month to do the show. $40 if I didn't register before December 31st. You know, that's over $300 a year. And, you know, they said they'd still get that. Quiet, Jerry. You're not on yet! Jeez. They said they'd give me a free half hour of broadcast time with 15 minutes that would continue after in the recording. Without streaming, I could have 5 callers, not 20, and 3 music upload files. Anyway, I know from Jerry about freeconferencecalling.com. They have good sound. They allow 500 callers, and they record the show. But there's no music. There's no streaming. And if you want to listen, you got to call in, right? So I asked my father, what should I do? And he said, is the show making you money? I said, no. He said, does it take any time to prepare? I said, yes. So he said, what are you doing it for? You crazy? Forget about it. I went to Jerry. He said, pay the $30. I went to Resume Strategy. She said, pay the $30. So I registered for the premium account. They're going to start charging me in February, and I got to raise money to pay for it. So I'm going to take ads. I'm going to take ads. If you have a blog that you want to promote, or a company, or just your social media brand, send me $2 cash, and I'll do an ad for you. The thing you have to remember is that this is the Recruiting Animal Show, and if I call attention to you, people might start talking about you on the show, and you might not like what they say. But listen, for $2, that's not my problem. I'm not going to censor my show for you. Caveat emptor. That means buyer beware in Latin, not pig Latin, because we got a lot of class on Jerry. Jerry, what show is this?
The Recruiting Animal Show.
Thank you, Jerry.
Yeah.
I don't think you did a good job on that show. I don't think I used the right music.
I was kind of bending over, throwing an apple core away under my desk,
maybe
and you
caught
me off guard.
When you're on the show. Last year, you were hanging up and pressing buttons and stuff. That's not what you're supposed to do.
Okay? Send me the
Now,
paper.
Today, everybody knows, I'm not really prepared, but it's the Recruiting Animal Award Show. Man, this was the longest holiday season I can ever remember. I didn't do a lot of work, I guess, and I didn't get everything prepared. So it might be disorganized, but I want to remind people, I give out these awards from what I remember off the top of my head from what happened last year. Now, I know I don't know everything, so I say, look, you want to nominate yourself, you want to nominate somebody else, come forward, make the nomination. I'll give a nominee badge to anybody who puts a nomination in. Not that many people did, but I got to tell you, just so they know, I don't give awards out to their nominees. I give out my own awards. They can give out theirs if they want to. Everybody understand that, Jerry?
You didn't make that quite clear earlier in the award season.
Tough luck. Yes, it was clear. Anyway, before I get going, I got a message from a regular listener, Le Brenda. You know her, right? Okay, don't answer me. Don't answer me. I don't care. Anyway, Brenda's been sick lately, I have to tell you. She asked me the other day, though, if on the show I could thank all of the friends who've from social media who've been supportive of her when she wasn't feeling very well. I said, sure, just put $2 in an envelope, and I'll do whatever you want. So there wasn't enough time. There wasn't enough time for me to receive the money, but I'm going to go ahead with it anyway. On behalf of Brenda, I want to say that sometimes life, this is a good message for a new year, sometimes life is not a cakewalk. Sometimes life is not a walk in the park. Sometimes life is a walk in the rain without an umbrella. And that's when it's good to have friends to cheer you up. So we're going to dedicate this song to all of Brenda's friends. We're going to play Singing in the Rain. Does anybody want to sing?
I'll sing.
There's lots of people here. Janice, you're going to sing, or is that Maureen? You know,
Maureen.
You know, it's GMF2.
Margot.
Janice, two.
Cool.
I'll sing.
Margot Rose.
Okay, this is for Brenda. I don't know if all you guys know her, but, you know, I've brought Gene Kelly along to help us, okay? Everybody ready? One, two, three, go.
I'm singing in the rain.
In the rain.
Yeah, singing
in the rain.
What a glorious feeling. And I'm happy again. I'm laughing at
the sky.
Dark up
above.
The sun's in my heart,
and
I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds
chase everyone
from the
playground.
Come on with the rain, I have a smile on my face.
I walk
down the lane
with a
happy
refrain.
Just
singing.
Singing in the rain.
That was like the best song we ever did.
I think so.
Yay.
I don't think many people are going to say that.
I love LaBrenda. Yeah, I really love LaBrenda.
Feel better,
yeah,
LaBrenda.
Great, thank you.
Feel better,
you.
Sweetheart.
Great.
We love you.
Okay, I'm not finished with her yet. She said, you know, she praised all these people, but one person stood out. And I created an award for him.
Oh, you're so good.
Because
oh, I
also saw him on Mike Vandervoort. Mike Vandervoort, he made a list of the people, what's his blog called? The HR Racehorse or something like that?
Yeah, HR Racehorse.
Okay. You want me to say it right, Mike? Send me $2. Send me $2. You'll get your name properly pronounced. Anyway, he gave his family members first. And then, what do you know, Steve Levy. Brenda loves Steve Levy. Mike Vandervoort loves Steve Levy. So
I
created an I Love Levy Award.
Yes.
I love Levy. Anybody who wants an I Love Levy badge, okay, well, I know, Margo, you're on a real good phone line.
My mentor.
You're on a real good phone line there. I'm glad that you're starting out the new year that way. Thank you very much. But actually, I do have something that you actually said about Steve Levy, and I'll play that. Hold on.
Well, I have to go back and say Steve Levy is a visionary recruiter. And the reason why, you know, you want to move on, but Steve does, and you know why he's visionary? Because he will pick up the phone and help you whether you have $1,000.
I'm going to hang up on you in a second. Yeah, that's not visionary. That's the next part of the show. Okay, Jerry said, what Jerry said is right anyway.
Who cares?
Okay,
I like how you wrapped up
slow?
That snippet there, Animal.
Who cares? Yeah, okay. Well,
I mean, that really sums it up.
I know it's going slow, but I'm going to play Levy himself. I know he's on the line and he's wrecking the sound, okay, but here he goes.
You know, I have my issues with all of them, with recruiting blogs. Jason Davis, I love the guy. I don't like some of the decisions he made. David Manister, same thing. I have his home phone numbers. I love the guy. He knows that I've got his back. Same thing with Jason. But, you know, everyone is trying to create a community that is different. And you know what? None of them are different. There is nothing new that hasn't in articles that come coming out on all these blogs and all these sites that we haven't touched upon 10 years back, 15 years back, 20 years back. Nothing is new.
There you go. That's Mr. Cheerful. Thank you.
Can I make a suggestion for Mr. Cheerful?
Point, Adam,
yeah,
on your
okay.
Point.
Go
Mr.
ahead,
Cheerful.
Manister.
Steve, write something
hey,
new.
Manister.
Write
Pardon
something
me?
New, man.
Is this live?
Okay, wake up, Lee.
Are we live
okay,
now?
Thank you, Dave.
Challenge time.
Are we live?
Okay. We're
this
live.
Is like
okay,
new. Everyone's interrupting.
Okay,
no
there were a couple of.
You're talking, Margo.
Yeah, okay, there were a couple of nominations. Levy, you had your time already, more than you deserve, okay? Now, there were a couple of nominations. There were a couple of nominations that I liked because I just like the title, and I don't even know why they've been given out. There's one guy, I'll award him this, Gary Cousin, the Boolean Huggy Bear. I don't know him.
Boolean Huggy
Bear, got,
that's great.
Okay, this one's good. Discarson
has a Boolean search.
At Havrilla, Beth Apple Cheeks, and she does. Her picture is branded. She's got the lovely apple cheeks, the rosy red. Animal crew member with the most ADD and OCD at Job Search Coach. That's a good one, too. And Boomer of the Year, Janice Worthington. I'm thinking of changing Janice's name to Ma Barker this year. She's got her kid on the show, you know. You know what? I'll go to one of the big awards now because I feel we're wasting a lot of time. You know, have you ever heard the saying that it's an offense to be boring when your audience has to be polite? I'll bet you didn't, but I read it this week or something like it,
what
and I know that it's absolutely true. I can't stand it when you go to a lecture and some blowhard at the front of the room, I don't care if it's a clergyman or a professor or a politician, whoever, this person delivers this one-sided, shallow opinions, and you can't say anything. It's not fair. But the Recruiting Animal Show is a fair show.
Fair and balanced, Mike. Fair and balanced.
Yes, it is fair and balanced, Lee. Just shut up! Anyway, there's one new show that stands up for... There's one new show from all others that stands out from everything on radio, and it's the Recruiting Animal After Show created by Jerry Albright. Thank you, Jerry.
Woo-hoo!
It's a big...
I'm a trendsetter.
Yeah, that's well deserved.
Hey,
Jerry,
Animal,
are you making any money on your after show?
What's that?
Jerry, have you made any money off your after show?
Let me get back with you on that.
Okay.
Let me get back to you.
I
hey,
got
Animal.
Some from the after show. Yeah.
This being the most important animal show of the year. You need to cut off whoever's got that vacuum cleaner running in the background.
That's Levy.
Come on, Levy!
Levy!
I just shut the Hoover off.
Okay. Jerry, I'm going to play a couple of clips from your show. This show's dying. Okay, here we go.
Are you familiar with the after show and its format and the goal of said show, Cliff?
No.
What we do is, on a scale of 1 to 10, you need to rate the guest... And then the host.
Okay.
And you can pick a score for any reason you want. Some people might disagree with you, challenge your score, but in general, whatever you want to score. Whole numbers only, please.
Okay.
Now, this is the typical kind of stuff you get on the after
Bill
show.
Was okay, Animal was okay, but the show itself,
Same old thing.
As a recruiter, there's nothing I'm going to now take to my desk, and I am in a state of constant listening, learning, and applying. That's my thing. I got nothing from this show. I'm not going to do anything new. That's what I'm looking for in my learning phase of my career.
That's authentic. That's transparent.
Jerry.
Yeah.
You know, you don't mean that when you
I'm laughing at myself.
Anything, do you?
Sometimes I'm just confirmed of what I already knew. I don't think we really break too much new ground on the Animal Show. It's what's your recruiting call?
Well, I think that...
Do you send somebody a donut or not?
Jerry
educate
other people, too, and help other people, and then hopefully we learn from that.
I'm here for the little people.
Hey, you want to hear another? Here's one more.
Jerry?
Yeah, here's one more.
How's it going, everybody? Now that we can have a civil discussion. God, it's hard to wait an hour for an actual conversation, isn't it?
Okay. Is that enough, Jerry?
Oh.
Okay,
Lord.
You know what? Here's another big award. But first, you know, H.R. Margo told me not to play this, so I have to play
it. Oh, no, no, no,
this
no.
Year.
Play it. Play it.
This is Barb Goldman,
no.
And
oh,
you are
God.
Listening to The Morning Meeting.
Oh,
I'm here
oh,
with
I put the wrong one up there. Hey, You're right. It's not the right.
And that's
play.
Not me.
You don't have to worry about it.
If you play that again, I'm never calling
anyway,
it again if I hear that voice again.
And you know what?
I don't sound
like
that
talk.
Girl.
I got to talk a little. Just let me talk a little. Okay, there's lots of clips.
No.
Does anybody want to say something badly? Go ahead.
I'm never calling it again if I hear that voice again.
Play it.
Oh, no. I put the wrong clip in, Jerry. Sorry. And that was the best fight between Barb Fosse and H.R. Margo. Okay?
Oh, dear God.
Oh, no.
Oh, I remember that one.
No. Wait a
very
minute. Barb Fosse and I are very good friends today. We're Facebook friends. We like each other.
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
well,
if you're on Facebook friends, then you're pals.
Facebook friends.
Okay, so Jerry's got the most innovative show. Now, the best social media leader. This is a very surprising award. I had some guys on a few years ago whom I respect a lot, Jimmy Durbin and Colin Kingsbury, and we talked about politics, and they said that sometimes a leader has to be able to fudge the truth, either lie outright or just stall long enough to, you know, fend off the opposition, because, you know, a leader is not always in a position just to, you know, blab everything, So the best leader of the year is Chris LeVoy. Here he goes.
My friend, Maureen Sherub, who's on my show regularly, she tried to log into your site, and she got a message that she was banned or something like that.
For me, there was this community that was built, and she was more on that side than our side. And so simply what we did in Smart Business, we wanted to develop our own community, our own group, and we've never had a dialogue. She's never called me up and say, hey, why am I not part of the community.
Yeah, but was it just because you didn't kick Paul off? He's got a competing site. I'm so curious. Like, why would you kick her off? I mean, she's not hurting you.
Well, the thing is that if she's really interested in having a conversation, if she
you're switching the question. You're avoiding
the question.
Why did you kick her off?
Michael, hold on a second, Adamo.
I mean, whatever your name is. If you can sit here and have a conversation with somebody, then I'll have a dialogue with you. Don't sit here and be the guinea pig or be the pit bull with your little community and come over to me and be disrespectful. I'm not being disrespectful for you.
Yes, enough of him, right?
You how you run.
He doesn't get you.
I don't like that person.
He does not get you.
Well, he won an award. And also, I don't know you guys. It just doesn't seem to be. My choices don't seem to be ringing any chords with you. But I also gave that that episode of the ex-recruiter show, the most exciting non-animal show. And here's a clip. They actually had an after show to discuss the show. Here goes. Just tell me if I'm giving you too many recordings.
The one thing that I really dislike about what Michael and Maureen do is the fact that when they have something that they can't get in touch with the person themselves because the person ignores them. If they're a guest on somebody's show, they have a habit of going on a show and bad-mouthing and starting something.
What we need to do is this. First of all, if we are going to, A, let somebody call in, and we know they've got a communication style or an issue, then we know what we're getting into. You know, I think we need either not open the mic to begin with, or expect to deal with it.
You know, and I did bring up the possibility of not opening the mic today, did I not?
Absolutely,
okay,
but
enough of that. Anyway, I found it exciting because they were talking about me, okay? So
It's all about me.
That was the most exciting show. It didn't sound very exciting. I guess I was just vain about that. Okay. Anyway, August Combe.
I like August.
Somebody be a minder for I Love Levy over there, okay? He's wrecking my show. August Kong, Resume Security Award. In our community, she's the lone campaigner against posting your resume online, okay?
Yes.
Next. Okay, I know these aren't exciting, and maybe this is the worst recruiting animal award show ever.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. But anyway, here's the worst blog title ever. I found it on ERE. It's by Phil McCutcheon. Worst blog title of the year. Bond International Software releases VCG PointWing XML share functionality, enabling recruiting and staffing firms to use Intuit QuickBooks for payroll and billing. That is the title of the blog posting.
What's wrong with that?
Okay. Nothing.
You don't need a sleeping pill after you read it.
Yeah,
it's
best
insulated.
Hair,
it's
Carla
insulated.
Porter. Best hair. I've met Carla. She's got
absolutely
thick, beautiful, long hair.
Luxurious.
She does it sort of in a 40s style. Last year,
if you like
Mel
Michael.
Manuel won that. Carla
won
it.
When am I going to win it?
Actually, you know what? That reminds me of another award, the most evil-looking person. You were nominated, Levy, but that guy Joe Durant, I don't know if anybody knows what he looks like. I saw him on the Recruit Fest TV show, and, man, he's scary. He's got the bald head, the black pointy beard, and a mustache. He's worse than you, okay?
How could someone from Nebraska be evil? How could someone from Nebraska be evil?
I don't care where he's from. He looks evil. And he might be the nicest guy in the world. I know he's like a diversity expert or something like that. Now, Mike Astringer. Actually, you know what? I'm going to give – I think – somebody want to say something? I got a feeling we're going downhill here. Although sometimes the shows are, you know – who wants to talk? Nobody? Okay.
6 minutes,
I don't think
we're
never going to get through all these.
Yeah, I'll get through them. I'll get through them. I want to give an award. Okay, thanks, Maureen. I think that well, there's so much noise in the background. Blog Talk Radio, if they're going to make me pay them $30 a month, they should get rid of the noise. Anyway.
Yeah, whoever that is, it's one person. Cut them off. It's not
you know
me
what?
This time.
Steve, I'm going to mute somebody. Well, I'll mute someone. Hold on. I'll mute them. They won't cut them off, but they can listen.
It's gone.
Oh.
Well,
was it me,
Mike? Sorry.
I don't know, was it me?
603, call back. I'll just mute you. Okay. Anyway, I just think the Animal Show has the best crew, and I wanted to give them an award. Here's some discussion with them. Maybe tell me if these clips are not fun.
Wait,
okay,
well,
look, I'm moving on. You know what? I was told don't let the Peanut Gallery take control. Actually, I think the Peanut Gallery, just so everybody who's complained to me, I think they have a lot to say. I'm not the most knowledgeable host. I look to them to give me substance. The only thing I don't like is when they fight with each other so nobody can hear anything. But you guys, feel free to come forward with your ideas. I don't want
to. Well, that last question was a good one. What do you want
to
be?
I just did, and you told me to shut up.
Okay, go ahead. I didn't find it interesting, but I'll give
no,
you
I'm just wondering what Lori does now. I mean, why is that a bad question? She's your guest.
Lori, do me a favor. Can you pump it up a bit? You're the last person I thought I would have to say this to.
I swear to God, I'm just in awe of the Peanut Gallery. That's what's going on. All right, so you want to know what I do now?
Shout. Just raise your voice. You have to come up to be with it on this show. You
can't
just pretend you're on
can't
some other
curse?
Show. Okay, this is the Recruiting Animal Show.
How does anybody get a word in edgewise in this fucking show? That's what I'm
saying.
Oh,
yeah. No swearing. And Maureen, don't talk over me, okay, or anybody else. Okay, answer Jerry's question. What are you doing now?
The ice is broken.
Anybody? I got another one here. Hold on. I got this
one.
There is no such thing as transactional recruiting.
It's absurd. The whole topic was just absurd.
Yeah.
It's H.R. Margo from Cincinnati, Ohio, CEO and founder of
HireFighter. We know who H.R. Margo is.
And this is Mike Astringer, founder and CEO of Human Capital Consultants.
This is Rayanne, divorced mother of four.
Aww.
Jerry Albright, visionary.
Oh, God.
Black Girl Recruiter. Oh, Jerry, thank you so much for singing happy birthday to me yesterday on my voicemail. I'm keeping that forever.
Oh, it's what I do.
What?
I love you.
Jerry, you missed my birthday,
you
just so you know.
Margo, happy birthday, and you didn't sing me happy birthday?
How am I supposed to know when your birthday is?
That's fucked up, man.
September 3rd.
That is messed up.
Well, there's a lot of stuff that's messed up, but there's no reason.
Yeah, and you're the biggest thing.
Do I want it?
Wow.
Okay, anyway, I got lots more, but
hard
I have
to
pretty good
stuff. From the show.
Animal House.
Pardon me?
Yes, it's hard to tell the clips from the show. I don't know where one starts and the other ends. It's great.
Yeah, it's kind of true. It's all the same people. I got some clips from the new crew members. I think Blake Cannon is just a new member from this year. I got You know, I got a little sample of him.
I love Rayanne.
Blake.
He's awesome.
Animal, I have a question. Where are we supposed to send this money, this extortion money?
Right.
Yeah,
I need
someone
to know
just
that.
Contact me on my DM me on.
Why don't
on,
you just put it out there so everybody and anybody can send it to you?
No, I want to screen the advertisers because I want them to know what they're getting into. Because I mean, I don't want them coming to me after and say, you know, I spent $2 and I lost $1 million.
You don't want any payola?
Not only that, but if you were Animal, would you advertise your address to the world?
I don't blame him.
Yeah, well, anyway, okay.
Hey, a quick question on that, though, Animal.
You can advertise
that,
yeah. Starbucks.
Is that U.S. or Canadian?
Doesn't matter. They'll take U.S. money in all the stores here at Park.
Okay.
Okay.
You could put
so
the Starbucks
just,
address.
Yeah, contact me. I'll send you my address. But you know what? This is not a charity thing. I only need 15 advertisers
a
month.
Sounds like it.
So, yeah, so it sounds like charity.
I just
charity.
Say two pesos.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. I don't know why, Jerry. Oh, it sounds like Jerry. But let me go on, okay? I just want to, like, Mike Astringer. I think Mike Astringer is a great new addition to the show. I'm just going to speak extempore because I'm a bit confused here today. But I'll give a little speech. You know, when all this 9/11 stuff happened and people started talking about wearing kneecaps and burkas and all that stuff and people would say, you know, I don't like people looking at me. That's why I like covering up. And I thought to myself, you know, if you got to cover up, how spiritual are you? You got to have the guts to let people look at you. And I, people who are, you know, overweight or whatever, who've got the guts to go to the beach and take their shirt off or something like that, they are spiritually elevated. And on, because they got guts. And on Jerry's Christmas party, his online Christmas party, it went to tinychat.com. Is it tinychat that was on, Jerry?
Yeah.
Okay, tinychat.com. It's great. Yeah. Everybody called in with their visuals, so you could see them sitting there. Mike Astringer took off his shirt. He took off his white beater undershirt. You could see him sitting there with his hairy chest and his gold chains, smoking
and
his cigar, happy as can be, making lewd remarks to Rayanne, and you know, I thought that was pretty bold. So,
you're calling that spiritually elevated?
No,
yeah, I think. Yeah, do you remember I told you guys a bit about my book Esoteric Recruiting on Kathy's show, and he's a good man. He fits the bill, and I'm going to play you a few clips. I'm going to play a few clips related to that.
No,
not to that, but just, hold on.
And if I could say real quick, Jerry,
Jerry. Yo, let's bury the hatchet.
Well, you know, he did say one thing I found interesting. He said the difference between a headhunter and a recruiter is the size of your business card. And I thought to myself, isn't that what you and I have been going back and forth about, the size of our business card?
You got a pretty good sized card, do you?
My wife doesn't complain.
I don't recall ever comparing mine to yours.
Jeremy, what do you Jerry, what do you care? Not Jeremy, what do you care?
Okay, here's another clip from Mike.
Mike Astringer. Scores, please.
Before I give scores, can I just ask a quick question?
Well, what's your question?
Were you sober for the show this week, Jerry?
I was sober last week.
Okay. So, I'm going to go to another award. You know, Lori Rudiman was a big winner.
Animal, before you do that, can I please make a quick acceptance speech?
Go ahead.
Keep your shirt on.
Just, you know, the elevation that that Jerry mentioned, I'd like to thank Rayanne for that elevation.
God, shut up.
Oh. That's your speech?
That's my speech. Thank you.
Okay.
There's your prime example right there.
Proof of the board. That's it. Okay. I'm moving on. So, Lori Rudiman, actually, I have two prizes for her. I'll only give out one now. I just think she's the interview coach of the year. And I'm going to play you this clip to prove it. I can see, this is what you say. I can see in your face when you're uncomfortable in your clothes.
Uh-huh.
Help your body out before you have a problem. That's what you say. And here's your advice. Use Body Glide on your inner thighs and under tight bra straps.
Where was Lori when you had that prickly heat syndrome, Animal?
What's Body Glide?
Body Glide is what marathoners use, or what
what chubby girls use, like me. I've used it on my thighs, you know, when they rub back and forth together.
Yeah, it's getting good.
You say there is Monistat soothing care chafing relief. And then
awesome.
Vagisil satin. Sorry, I don't know what those are.
You don't want to know.
Can I tell you something? If you are itching or uncomfortable, I can see it. Take care of that stuff before you come in my office.
Okay. Then you said, does your clothing smell perfumey with a hint of body odor at the seams? If so, wash your clothing with Wynn.
So you want to get those smells out. Don't come in my office and smell like you've been working until like 10 o'clock at night the night before. Wash your clothes and that stuff. It just eliminates the
smell.
Man,
why don't you drop ship that from your site?
Here's some more. Women should wear a good bra. It's tempting to wear a sports bra, but go to Nordstrom Rack.
I disagree.
And buy Le Mystère or Rack Hole. Or Wackhole bra, W-A-C-O-A-L bra, for $27. Here's what you say. Nude works with just about everything. I don't understand anything you said there.
I'm going to cut that a bit short. Anyway, she was given that the most authentic dressing advice for interviews that I thought was very good.
Interview advice, then, right? That's the award?
Yeah.
Okay.
Interview coach. She was the interview coach of the year. Rayanne, I am going to give Rayanne an award, but I'm not sure, like, if you want to be the best endurance blogger or the best West Coast blogger or the best female blogger. I know you did win the best female blogging award.
Copy that.
Who's talking there over me?
Who's talking?
How about
who's
just best blogger?
Is there a time I open it? So, but you just copy that.
That's Andy Gregory on speakerphone.
What is that? Is he 317 or something?
Yeah.
Let me just find him and put him on hold. Okay, he's on mute. Okay. Well, Rayanne, what do you want? Best endurance blogger because you blog every day? Best female blogger or best West Coast blogger?
Most inspiring from what I can tell.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're the most, okay, I'll give you a most inspiring blogger. Is that what you'd like?
Sure.
Okay, you got it. You got it. That's your second blogging award this year. You got one from, this is the funny thing. I don't know, people don't seem to understand. Chris Lavoie, the guy who kicked Maureen off of his site because she was also on recruiting blogs, or at least that's the reason he claimed, he gave an award to Rayanne, who posts on recruiting blogs every day. Now,
every
day. Know why. Yeah,
I thought the name
now,
was LaBoy.
Agenda. That's a rude guy. Agenda.
The main reason she kicked her off because she was going after him selling directories. That,
what?
Okay, Levy. What's
all
your
I ever got from that site was list directory spam.
Yeah, I got to put some more mutes on here. I can't stand that noise anymore. That's my resolution in 2011. No more noise.
Oh, Andy Gregory wants to be unmuted. He said that wasn't me.
I'm hearing
something. Wasn't him, okay. I'll unmute him. Yeah, it's still there. It's Levy. I don't know what his area code is. Is it 111?
No, it's 203.
Okay, let me try you. Okay, hold on a second.
Can't people mute their own phones and just listen?
Yes, they can, but they don't. Yes, they
wanting
can.
To speak?
Grow up, people.
Okay, he's muted now. Let's see what happens. Let's go back to the awards. Oh,
thank
you,
by the way. Thank you.
Yeah, you don't sound very enthusiastic.
Hey, we're
that's
good.
Not true. I'm surprised. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. You know, Jerry wanted me to give an award to Travis Yeager.
For best voice?
He could go for best voice, but let me just see what... Let me just see what it was. Sorry. You know, here I'll give the resume strategy told me to give an award to the person who is most name-resistant. I offer people great advice about their pictures, their bios, and their names. And here's a guy. Just listen to this. This is from the Kathy Manis show. She interviewed me. Hold on.
Andy on the line.
I don't think so. He's asking who the guest is tomorrow.
A guy named the Fake. His last name is Faker.
believe it or not.
I think it's Fakir, isn't it? Isn't that how he says
it? Yes, it is, Maureen. Absolutely.
What's his name?
It's a job hunter. I don't want to publicize the job hunter's names in case they're not proud of their.
You want to talk about the book?
Yeah, anyway, Maureen's married to a Lebanese guy, and she can't say his name. I told him to change his name from Assad Fakwire. His name's Assad Fakwire, right? But it's spelled F-A-Q-U-I-R, right? And I said change it to Andy Fack. His middle name is Andrew. Andy Fack, that's a great name on Twitter. And he didn't take my advice, although I have to tell you, he's a good guy. I like him.
Okay,
next award. Here's a big award. Social Networker of the Year. Social Media Network of the Year, Margot Rose.
There you go.
I just wrote a post for Animal saying boycott Animal's radio show until he stops criticizing job seekers.
Ooh.
But Animal says that his show is not about criticism, that it's about spiritual liberation.
It is.
Oh, please. It's you and your big fat ego screaming.
Everybody else is running around telling all these people how great they are and how they're a star and that there's greatness in everybody. Animal's just trying to tell people straight, hey, look, man, your profile sucks, your attitude sucks, straighten it out and let's get you on the right path. I don't think telling everybody that everything they do is perfect and great is helpful or beneficial in any way.
You can redirect behavior without being cruel and preying on someone's flesh like a vulture.
Toughen up, world.
Yeah, anyway, she started up on, with Paws and Claws is her name, and she became HR Margot, and now she's got a radio show and a blog and a huge following on HF Chat, Higher Friday Chat. She is like the social media phenomena this year. First, there was the social media rookie. The first one was Maren Hogan. Then last year was the outstanding Bill Boorman. And Margot's not a rookie this year, so I had to give her some other award, Social Media Networker of the Year. Congratulations.
Well, nice.
Her.
Yay.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Here's another clip from you.
Okay. Anybody else got something to say before I go back to my questions? Who's that? Who said yes?
It's HR Margot from Cincinnati, Ohio. Hello,
okay.
Animal.
Get right to the point, HR Margot. What do you want to ask or say?
I just wanted to say I think it's an excellent show. I really, really like your guest today. I think she's teaching a lot to the people that I support in the Higher Friday community. I told everyone in Higher Friday.
Are you giving a plug? Just say I want a plug. It's Higher Friday. Don't give
like
us all
it.
That other stuff, okay?
Hey, Animal, let Margot get the website address in real quick. Shush.
Andy, my God.
I'm just kidding you, man. I love Margot. I'm just kidding.
That's hilarious.
Hi, Margot.
HRMargot.com. HRMargot.com. Thank you. Anybody else got a question?
I do.
Another one?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so it goes.
Margot, it's going to cost you $2 to plug yourself in the future. Okay.
Animal, I just realized we should give you a reward, an award for tough love.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
I got something tough here. You know what? There are a couple of, let me see. There's two. There's the Roughest Show. Unfortunately, I didn't get any clips from that, but I do have, if you just let me look it up, I do have a bunch of quotes. The Roughest Show last year was with Paul Paris and Mike Raymer. The Roughest Show this year, I thought it was Derek Stolpa. Anybody disagree with me?
That was a rough show.
I agree.
That
I
was a grinder.
And he comes back for more.
There's a new listener award. He's among them. But just let me – I had some great stuff. I don't know if he'll like me reading it, but – there was a lot of talk about him on Twitter and on okay, here it is. Here, I'm going to read some of the stuff I found on Twitter and Facebook. Derek, are you here? Derek, are you here?
You know what?
Hey, shut up!
Explain what he was. Explain
that's
the show.
That's creepy talking to people there, isn't it?
Are we live?
Okay.
Or is this a clip?
Yeah, we're live, okay?
That's what I said.
I'm losing my mind.
I'm just
going
to read some stuff. Okay, here's what I'll read. The guest is clueless, vague, and unrealistic, blaming everyone for his lack of a job right now. His elevator pitch is crap. One long run-on sentence. Oh, my God, he's turned down four jobs. Wife needs to get this guy committed. What's the next one? Let's have this guy on in a few months when he's still looking for a gig and has become more realistic. Here's another. I'm not hearing that this guy has learned much from his unemployment. Not a healthy perspective here. Two more. I'll give you two more. Bottom line, not enough pain, even though you'd think there would be mine. And here's one more. Janice, give this guy a gift card for your service and beat him into reality.
Amen.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was funny.
Animal, you tickle yourself.
Yeah, well, I mean, those weren't by me, but I thought they were. Well, I told you, I got a good crew listening. And also, you know, that gives me I got another award here. Let me just see. It's a lot of awards. Maureen's right. I'm not going to get to them. And maybe I'm not putting the best ones out first. But best live blogger, resume strategy. Here goes some samples. You know, it's just bad talk of resume strategy. She said, holy Hannah, Batman, things are going downhill on the Animal Show. I don't think so. I've never heard this information anywhere. What about the people on the call? Is it Lori?
No, it's great information.
Yeah, okay, let's go see another one, okay? I thought I had some more.
Powerful
stuff
today, Animal.
Yeah, okay. Has the been wrapped up? Resume strategy, if we made you more... okay, now here's...
Okay, go
on.
Ahead, 416.
Karen? It's resume strategy. It is.
Yay!
It's hilarious. You're sitting out there taking my name in vain. What I gave you is what the feedback that I'm getting from my clients. I've got clients who never want to speak to a recruiter again, because that's exactly the experience that it looked like. They were treated like shit. They didn't get answers to their questions.
Wow.
They never got their phone calls
tell
returned.
Her, don't talk all
that's
like that
right,
on
baby
the show,
girl.
Especially in a little baby's voice. Yeah, okay.
Okay, they were treated like excrement puppet, and they never want to deal with a recruiter again.
We use the term bodily waste on this show, okay, if you have to say that.
Whoa.
One more for her. I'll see if it's topic been wrapped up. Resume strategy. If we made you more famous on this show than you've ever been before.
Yeah, other than that table dancing incident.
Okay, that was before our time. That was before our time. Okay, anybody else? Nobody else. Nobody else. Whoa! Okay, and we're the Jerry. Okay. Sexiest voice, I know I embarrassed, Laura Veazer, when she came
Laura
on.
Oh, Laura Veazer.
There she is, Erica 403, is that Laura Veazer?
Hello, Animal, it's Laura.
Hello,
Laura.
Hello. And she's put me in, you know what,
Laura.
She's put me in thinking of the wham, bam, thank you, ma'am kind of recruiting.
Oh,
that,
my.
Resume strategy was talking about. Go ahead, Laura. Okay, and then that's for the girls, and we had a reprise. Here's one.
Oh, by the way, Maureen, I love you.
Ooh.
That's where
he's got a
yeah.
sexy voice.
That's
who
a sexy voice.
That?
Who was
Josh.
That?
It's the best
Josh voice. Shakers.
I think I want to
Josh.
Date him.
Who was that?
Okay, he's married. He's married
Call
to a nice,
cute-looking
girl.
Farce.
Okay.
Crap.
Now, actually, that brings me back to the Recruiting.Gone Awards. Recruiting.Gone. People who
this is
were,
one of my favorites,
you know,
by the way.
Yeah, mine, you know what?
Unfortunately,
yeah.
My notes are all over the place, so you know I might make a mistake. People are going to have to help me. We lost a lot of people, the famous people this year. Well, that was Work Farce was one of them. He's a great guy. He's a very unique guy. I'll just let's see if I'll play him.
By the way, Maureen, I love you.
Oh, my God. Call me.
Okay, anyway,
Animal,
so
he'll
gone.
Be back. I just talked to him yesterday.
It would be too
so.
Easy to pick up chicks on this show, man.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
He's gone.
Too
gone.
Easy.
Merritt Hogan, one of the most famous ever. She's gone. The Bill Borman is still here, but he's pretty quiet. I think one of the problems is Facebook has drained a lot of people away from Twitter, which is sort of my main stomping grounds. So, you know, there might be a lot of action over there. I'm not really interested in your pictures of your kids and, you know, every recruiting conference that you've gone to.
I think there's plenty of room for several social media networks.
No, there's been, Rayanne, there's been a huge most inspiring blogger. Yeah, I think there's been I think it really has hurt Twitter. Facebook has really hurt our discussion there. But so Mary Hogan's still
over
there.
You may be right, but I think you can have more pinpointed discussion.
There was somebody else who was gone as well, but I gave the award, the recruiting.com award, to a non-recruiter, Jill Ellswick. She was the groupie of the year. She was the groupie of the year. She's totally disappeared. She's gone to work at Starbucks, and I admire that.
You know what? She's still on Twitter, but she's not talking to any of us.
Who?
Yeah, anymore. Jill Ellswick.
I forgot about her.
Oh, I remember her.
Yeah, I saw her late one night.
You remember her?
She was the one that was going to start a magazine about recruiting.
She was a recruiter, and then she was going
to
start a publication.
I actually talked to her about that, too. I think she got burned out on us.
Okay, I had two. So I got to get going. Best guest. I had two of them. I mean, this was very intuitive for me. I just had a feeling right after the shows. There were two people in contention. One was Peggy McKee, the sales recruiter, and one was Cherny Vitello. I had it rubbed into me that they are both women, that the women guests are supposedly better than the men. I don't know, but they spoke very, very well. My gut told me that Peggy should get that award, best guest. However, I couldn't give Cherny no award, so she's the American sweetheart, and I'm going to give you a few clips. Here's Peggy first. Peggy McKee, at Sales Recruiter.
How many more placements does a skilled recruiter make?
I make more placements than two people in my firm. So I think the difference is I'm like an anaconda compared to them. I'm not going to there's no stone that I leave unturned, and there's no question that I won't ask, and there's no one that I won't call. And so I think that means that I'm going to make a significant number more placements than any other recruiter.
Okay, I'll give another from Peggy.
You know what? Managers want what they want. They don't necessarily want what I want them to have. And, in fact, I actually believe what I want for them would be better for them, but they don't think that way, and they don't write checks that way. So what I do is I provide them with exactly what they want as I see it, plus I provide them with hors d'oeuvres and dessert options if they like, and that way I get their business. Because when you go at it where you're going to try to give them what you want, you're not going to make as much money. You'll make more money providing your customer with what they want.
She's smart with attitude. That's why she deserves this award. She's good.
I'm going to give one more quote, a short one for her.
Do you wait till you have three good people to send them out for interviews, or will you send them one person at a time?
I send them the moment I've qualified them to the point that I'm ready to present them, because I have lost $10,000 over 5 minutes, you know, in numerous different ways, okay? And so the moment you have a candidate that's qualified, you want to get them in front of the manager so that the manager's not thinking that perhaps you're not going to be able to fill the job. He sees that you've got candidates. He's not reaching out to the other recruiters.
Yeah, reach out. Enough of that. Okay. Okay, and let's see.
Oh, hate that word.
Okay, hold on. So this is a testimony for Cherny from Dave Manister.
Dave Manister, I know you already give her a 10.
I can give her a 9.5 because
we can only
there might be a better guest in the future at some point. I want to leave some room, but she was fabulous.
I can only accept a whole number, though. I'm sorry.
Let's do a 9 then. Let's do a 9.
Oh, go with 10.
Wow.
I thought she was amazing, so I'm a fan. On the animal, I'm actually going to ding him a few points. I'm going to go with a 6 on this one, although it got better like as he kind of got through it.
You know, and sometimes Animal is just plain surprised when he hears somebody talking about how to actually make a placement. and it's like, well,
okay. And now,
I lost
now here's
the second
Cherny
time
herself
on that one.
Cherny herself talking about cupcake
now, listen,
market. You send cupcakes to your clients. You like cupcakes. Is that true or false?
Oh, I love cupcakes.
Do you send them out?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, tell us about that. Come on.
I was watching one of my clients out on Facebook, and she was talking about this place called Crumbs and how she liked this particular cupcake. So when I went into New York, I always like to bring my clients something, whether it's just, you know, some flowers or chocolate, just to say hi, because I'm only there, like, every couple months to see them. So I'm not there every week to take them to lunch or anything like that. So anyway, I remembered that she liked this particular bakery. So I went back on Facebook. I went through all her postings. I found exactly what cupcakes she liked, and I bought her a dozen of those. And that actually, I was at Crumbs 6 times that 3 days buying different types of cupcakes for her. And you wouldn't believe how much response I got from people on the street, because everyone hasn't seen these cupcakes before, or from a client site, that I took extra time.
We heard enough about cupcake marketing. You know what? Here's some stuff. Here's a review, though. Here's some stuff from the after show.
Yeah, I've only been listening for a few shows now, the last few weeks. And for me, animals topics, if they would have tied into our industry a little more, I think, than what they did, you know, and being the last show of the year, I would have liked to have something that kind of carried me into, you know, 2011 a little bit stronger, I guess. But
I think Travis is a good example of somebody that's calling in to actually learn stuff.
Thank you, Jer. Thank you. Okay, you know what? Now, Kathy Manis also belongs with the new crew. Kathy, are you here today?
Hey, Kathy.
Is that you? No, she's not here. Okay, but I thought she did the best animal interview. I was she was the guest host on
Recruiter
House.
No. Oh,
what?
Please, no. Don't do it, sweetheart. I'm not going to ask you to marry me anymore if you do.
You know what? I told you I'm not going to play that. I'm just going to play some other clips. She brought out a lot of real, you know, interesting stuff about me. Here's Jerry.
Who's Met Animal? Who is Met Animal?
I haven't met Animal in person.
Me.
What's he like in person?
Kind of shot up, old looking, partially balding, getting bigger.
That is not true.
Then she spoke to Maureen.
Tell us, Animal, are you still hung up on that druggy tart?
You know what? She doesn't look so good anymore. She hasn't put out any music, so what can I say? So,
okay.
Not really.
So is that a no? You're not hung up on her anymore?
Yeah, I guess that's a no. Yeah.
Okay.
That's another thing, Animal. Okay, you're a vegetarian, and you wear that raccoon hat. I don't get the congruency there.
Synthetic.
I think, aren't you vegetarian for dietary reasons and not beliefs?
No.
Anyway, so Kathy, best interview the animal. She wanted to be some kind of victim award, she asked me for. I'm not looking at my notes. Person most neglected on the animal show, or woman who's
most
interrupted.
Most interrupted. Most interrupted.
She
never could finish a thought.
Oh, that was
Girl
me.
Interrupted. Yeah, maybe that's the award for her, Girl Interrupted.
Okay, like
we'll
it.
That.
Like it.
Girl Interrupted. And let me see. She also got me talking about my
book. You
want
to talk about
on.
The book?
No, go ahead. I'll talk about the book another time.
No, I'd like to hear it now. Now that
okay, now you want to hear about it? Okay.
Now I hear
you know
it.
What esoteric means? You know what esoteric means?
I do.
You will.
Yeah. You know what esoteric means?
Secret
esoteric. Yeah, esoteric. Well, but when you do the occult studies, it's always esoteric.
Anyway, enough of that. Okay, anybody want to say anything before I go on the more awards? No? No opinions?
No.
Wait, so she won
was?
Girl Interrupted Award, right?
Yeah, she got
Kathy
Girl Interrupted.
Manis.
Resume Strategy got Live Blogger. I don't know if that was clear. You know what? Jill Ellswick got Recruiting.com Award. Comeback Kid. The last year winner, to my surprise, the last year winner of the Recruiting.com Award was Susan Kang Nam. And her Twitter name is at Pink Olive Family, right?
Right.
And she was, like, hugely active, and then she just totally disappeared. I sent Fish Dog notes because he was doing the chat with her, and he didn't know where she went. And all of a sudden, three months ago, she reappeared.
Back. Yeah,
she's back. So she's a comeback kid this year. I have the Best Relational Recruiter Award is for Dave Graziano. I have to tell
good one.
I know that I know that Derek Stolpa took the worst beating on the show. But you know, I think I was personally most vicious to Dave, and he handled it well. I thought, you know, he kept his cool, and I started challenging him, you know, if it's really hard to get information out of hiring managers a lot, and after I was screaming at him and stuff, he still, you know, I said, tell me what you would say, and he just rhymed it right off. I was very impressed. Let's see. I have a clip from him. I don't know if it's good. Let's hear it.
The environment that Dave was in is a highly structured environment. That's how he was able to succeed so quickly, is what I'm saying.
Nobody else was succeeding. He came in and he was immediately much better than everybody because he used he went outside the structure. He was outside the box. He broke the rules.
Well,
there was a rule of don't talk to any candidate. The rule of don't find out what the job order is. Is that the rule you're thinking that he broke?
Well, sounds like it to me. Dave Graziano, come back.
I didn't break any rules whatsoever. Quite the contrary. Dave Pulse is exactly correct when he said the environment was highly structured, and I did it right by the numbers.
Okay, so how come the other guys were losers?
They weren't losers. They just didn't make a
You came in, they didn't make any placements. You were better than them from day one.
Maybe Dave placed his grandma right off the bat.
Okay, let me see what I've got. I already played Marco saying boycott the animal show, right? Did I do that? Yeah. You know what? There's the worst noise maker. This is just a typical noise clip about noise. We had someone on the show who said he turned down every opportunity you know what? If you're on a lousy phone, don't talk, okay? That's the rule on this show. He said... Then he turned down all kinds of, you know what, I get a lot of complaints about letting those guys who are at the bottom of swimming pools talk on this show. I get a lot of complaints for the sake of my listeners. Okay.
Thank
anyway.
You are such a big whiny baby.
That's right.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
Anyway.
That's me.
Okay. Well, my point was, but the person the show the worst of anyone, I think it was the only time she ever listened, she's from Workway. The COO is going to be on the show. I think he's a guest next week. Her name is Diane Prince. What's with Diane is her Twitter number. Who's making noise now? Just drive me crazy deliberately? Okay. Okay, there's not much time left. Do people want more awards or just go to Jerry's show?
Hey, Animal, are these awards posted anywhere?
They will be posted.
When?
Jerry, you were supposed to be the most obnoxious. Someone nominated you as most obnoxious member of the show. I didn't give that out. There, you know, who's with the water?
That would be
okay.
Wrong. I mean, what do you mean you didn't give it out?
I didn't.
Do you think
I should get that award, but
not hand it out?
Okay, we're moving on. Profiles and Courage Award, Derek Stolpa, Andy Fackwire, and John Hyland. Steve Levy called me once, and he said, you know, you had that guy John Hyland on. I said, yeah, man, he was just a punching bag. I said, we just ripped him to shreds. And he said, he's sitting right beside me now, and I got the speakerphone. He can hear everything you say. Thanks, Steve. Okay, but he had guts. That guy had guts, and I got a mm-hmm. – I'll just play a few more clips. I got a clip for, I think, John Hyland as well. Can you just – I'll play you something else while I'm looking for that, okay? Is that okay? Yeah. Dave Pulse, just get to the point. Well, you've never been on the show before. If you want to come back, figure out how we work here, okay?
Wow.
All right. Hey, Dave, I'll explain Animal to you.
Just get to the point.
Let me set the stage here a little bit. I invited my friend Dave. This is his first experience with the Animal Show.
Sorry.
So he doesn't know anything about how you're a madman.
You
should have really like
him.
This in real
you
life.
You should have prepped him. You
hey,
should have
I sent
him
an him. Email. I said, check out the show.
Okay, let him talk now before I lose my listeners, okay?
A good recruiter would have prepped him.
Yeah,
I
that's
had
right.
2 minutes.
Yeah, Jerry's a transactional inviter. Go
and
ahead.
Evidently he's a transactional friend, too.
Yeah. Oh. Dave Paul, get it out. Spit it out now, okay?
Okay. Well,
the after show is not to disparage the guest, only to speak either constructively or positively about them. Okay.
Well, so I'll preface this by saying that I'm sure her seven cats and carton of camels will you know, make her feel better.
Kathy Mance, not from area code 310. You still there?
Oh, that's so fun.
What are your scores, woman?
Guess a four, no, three.
Animal.
I thought she was extremely uninformed. I don't know how she keeps 20 people employed.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Good Lord.
Travis from Indiana.
Yeah. I would give Marge Schott a six.
Hey, stop.
Good one.
I knew Marge Schott. I knew Marge Schott
okay,
personally.
Knew Marge Schott.
She
okay,
was a lovely
one.
And I'm sure this one is also.
There's
Animal.
A lot more awards. Yes.
Jeremy, we need to give Jeremy an award. He wants his hour back.
Jeremy, he got an award. He got it for OCD and ADD.
Oh,
Boy
I missed
Wonder?
That one.
Yeah, you did.
Maybe that's
okay.
why he wants his hour back.
Thank you, everybody.
My.
I told him he wouldn't get through half those awards.
Hey, which ones did he miss, Jerry?
I have no idea.
He needs to
I was kind of surprised that we were doing the after show because this is a new year and I haven't seen my contract sent back from Animal. So I will assume it's in the mail and carry on business as usual. But
I thought it was a
toss-up
between you and Mike.
Not for long. What's that?
I thought it was a toss-up between you and Mike.
There's nothing being tossed between Mike and I ever. In any way.
Thank God.
Goodness.
Well, did he get the My Sensei or Brain Gain or who were the others he had listed? Job Search Coach, AstraZeneca Jobs, Recruit for You.
Yeah. Good.
Did he get any
name.
Of that stuff?
Well. Who else? Good name.
Kimberly Roden? I don't know
who
that is.
Yes, I love her.
Oh, I
Yay.
Do.
No?
She was
is that
Margo,
do you just love
her.
Everybody?
Well, I sort of do until they give me a reason to hate them.
So you start off just with love.
I start off
everybody's the best ever.
Yeah.
Greatest,
well, she
top,
really loves Michael and Kelly Long.
Yes. Well, I will hate you if you are mean. I don't like mean people. If you pick on a job seeker, I will go pit bull on your ankle.
Whoa.
Just that.
Hashtag
right,
pit bull.
Maureen?
But even
right,
if it's for their
Maureen?
Own good, there's different methods in which to help people, Margo.
Yeah. And you can't help everyone.
I can't
no,
help
but
everyone,
mean
but
anybody.
I can hurt
I
you if
you're saying.
Mean.
Everybody is not a winner, Margo.
And
that's right.
And they say recruiters don't have any passion. Oh my God!
But I will go after a bully.
Oh, here we
Margo
go.
Margo Rose will go after a bully. If you're a bully, you better watch your ankles because I'm coming after you.
You mean an internet
ankle.
Bully?
If you're a bully and you come across my path, I will beat you down.
But you do
a radio
that,
show bully.
You do believe there's a tough there's a
that
place
you bully
for tough love.
Bullies.
Will you send them bad emails, Margo?
No, I'll just.
Will you send
them
tweets
air.
With a frowny face on it?
To blog.
I will. You read my blog when I'm mad.
See.
Well, I heard that you wrote one blog when you were mad, and then the next day you felt so bad about it, you deleted it. Now, what kind of?
Yeah, but the one I put back up was almost as bad, so kind of
really?
Doesn't count.
Margo,
yeah.
You gotta let it go.
Yeah, move on.
I do. I never stay mad. I don't hold a grudge.
I didn't even remember it until you blogged about it again.
Is
I hadn't
Fran?
Even remembered that blog.
Yeah.
I'll hold a grudge. I don't care. I got plenty of room in my mind. I'll hate somebody forever over something stupid.
Oh, Jerry, you will not.
I do. There are
I'm
people who I can't wait
program.
To read their obituary, and I don't even recall what happened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I am not a grudge holder, but I don't like mean people.
I don't think anybody likes mean people.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about the award show. Do we need to give it a score or not?
What do you think? It's your show.
Good one.
Is this a democracy now?
I'm inviting input.
Inviting input.
What's wrong with that?
Steve Levy wants to know if he's still muted.
Oh, it's really, really, really funny.
Likewise, hey, Animal, if you're listening, unmute Steve Levy. Unless, of course, you hear grinding street sounds.
Hey, if he wasn't muted, you'd be able to hear him.
Yeah,
we know that.
Do we have a hashtag for the after show?
No.
Ammies. We've
we
been using
one.
Ammies.
Hey, Ammies.
We just continue
Ammies.
On with the Animal.
Ammies.
Yeah, it's just at Animal if you're
I don't like the hashtag thing.
Oh, I
I've never seen
the
point
only way
in
you
it.
Can it's the only way you can follow a discussion.
That's not true, Margo. You can search words that aren't hashtagged.
Yeah, you can search words that aren't
hashtagged.
Or
you can just search for at Animal.
Oh,
yeah.
Here
or
we go. Steve
called
it the Jammies.
Yeah, but you get wild.
The Jerry After Show should be the Jammies.
The Jammies. Yeah, baby.
We should do that thing that Margo does with HF Chat for the show. Anybody telling
Animal
that?
Yeah, because, well, you know, I had like 1,800 tweets the week before last, so yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
No, and you know what else? People who can't get on can tweet on a hashtag.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can tweet on an
you
at
can tweet
symbol,
anyway.
Too.
Yeah, yeah. The at symbol also. Yeah.
But if
you
had an HF chat, HF chat, you don't have to put any hashtag in, right?
You don't even
so
have
how
to
do you
put the hashtag.
Right
if you guys use TweetDeck, you just search a word. You don't have to use the hashtag. It'll pull it up.
Somebody wanted to get a word in edgewise.
There's a lot of accepted protocols of how this stuff works. And it's just like, yeah, you can email someone with a CC also, but it means something different to people when they get it that way.
So you want it to be more of a special thing, Dave?
Unmute.
No, it's just like there's just accepted protocols the way this stuff works. The same way with email, there's accepted protocols. It's just, you can do it the other way. It's just not, you know, people, it means different things to different people.
So, Dave, should there be...
Past, but some people will interpret that as screaming.
Take a boat, Jim.
Should there be
an
official hashtag for the after show, Dave Manister?
This is a very important decision, Jerry. I don't think you should take it lightly. I don't think this is something we should do on the spot.
Okay.
I agree with you,
I like the Jammies. Jammies is good.
I just tweeted Jammies.
How about Dammies? That's what Levy's coming up with now, the Dammies.
No, I don't think that's right.
Now that Dave Manister is speaking, it's the Dammies.
I'm surprised
well,
Dave Stringer hasn't jumped in saying panties.
Jerry, he would jump in if you unmuted him.
Let's just give it to Dave Manister.
Yes.
He is our trusted leader.
Unmute Mike so he can talk.
I am unfortunately under the under the direction of Animal. Hey, Animal, unmute everybody.
Jeff Webb asked, are we seriously arguing the use of hashtags?
Yes.
Actually, yes. Yes. Tell him yes.
Our minds are
he doesn't
want to
be unmuted.
Off.
It's more fun like this.
No.
So.
Can anyone hear me yet?
Yeah, Jeff Webb. Jeff Webb. We're only talking about the hashtag as it relates to following the Animal Show, and there's no real reason to if you search for at Animal. And
well,
the new tweets just keep
Webb,
popping up there.
It's called the Whammies now.
I got it.
Jerry, can you hear me yet?
Yeah.
All right, good. So, you know, I feel like I just got out of jail. I've been sitting here trying to talk and no one can hear me.
First of all,
I wouldn't call it the panties because I wouldn't name your show after something you don't get near. Second of all,
God.
I don't think it deserves the hashtag until I take over.
Oh, my.
I guess as a married man, I'm less concerned with prowling the world for women. But,
it's
hey.
Good for you.
Whatever your game is. That's cool. But where are we? What's happening?
And if you want anyone's opinion, since you asked, I don't think that you need to rate this show with a number because there was no guest.
I think we should still rate it. I think we should rate it.
But was it a good show?
I thought it was a good show.
Was he unprepared? Did he have too much material and he had to go?
Too much material.
Oh, better too much than not enough.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree too.
I can see we've let Levy back on the line.
He doesn't want on.
Yeah,
with Jeff Webb on it, it's called the Whammies.
It's the Whammies.
He doesn't want back on. He's having more fun this way.
Jeff Webb is the king of random hashtags.
Maren Hogan thought this was the roughest show of the
wow.
year.
Wow.
We're talking about radical recruits?
Yeah. He loves random hashtags.
It was the best show of the year. It was the worst show of the year.
I read that.
It was the
I read that, too.
It was the worst of times, yes. Charles.
Okay, it is you, Levy.
Damn right it is.
With the,
there
with
he
the
is.
Background noise. Are you always in an environment of turmoil and screaming babies? And,
there are no
I mean, do you ever just find
turmoil.
Some quiet time?
I do, but there are no shows on. It's the middle of the day. What can I say?
Oprah's on.
Oprah who?
On a whole network.
Oprah. Who's Oprah?
Yeah. Well, you know, I just...
Hey, I have a question. Is anybody tired of Oprah? I'm a little tired of Oprah right now.
Oh, yeah.
I've been over Oprah'd.
I've never watched an Oprah show.
Good for
no,
you.
No, that she's
ever.
Got her own network now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
over and done.
The OD network, actually. Yes.
Yeah,
the
I'm
over
done.
And done.
Hey, just for fun, let's try to listen in on that background noise and take a guess as to what it is. Just,
yeah,
just listen
that's
a second.
Cool.
I think it's an oil rig.
Everybody just listen.
It's Starbucks.
Of course it's Starbucks.
I hear a little music.
It is a Starbucks.
It's at Starbucks.
Is that where
Starbucks.
You are, Levy?
I am. I'm at a Starbucks right now. Yeah.
What
you're meant to guess it, sweetheart.
What you drinking?
Believe it or not, a large decaf.
Large decaf?
Decaf.
Are you
yeah,
off
you
caffeine, don't... or is that just what you drink later in the day?
No, you don't want to see me on caffeine. It's
really?
Ugly. Yeah. Yeah,
yeah Jerry, when we determined it was a Starbucks, I thought maybe it was Animal, and I was waiting to hear Gene knees hit the back parking lot.
Good point, Mike. Good point. No. Hey, incidentally, Maureen, you remember that quote that said, you know, Maureen, I love you, or I love Maureen? That was me.
Oh, okay. I didn't see it, but thanks. I love you, too.
That was attributed to Work Farce.
Yeah, that was Work Farce.
It,
that wasn't
work
you, Levy.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
Yeah,
well, but if it was you, Margot Rose is kind of interested.
Accent. It
no.
was a Southern accent, not a New York accent.
I don't have a New
Southern.
York accent.
Are there any
words? That guy with the deep bedroom voice. I want him.
Yeah, who
I have
that
thing looping.
That
oh, my
Travis.
God. Call me.
I'm getting a bad reception now. What was that?
The guy with
she
the
wants you to call her.
Voice. Who was that?
No.
It was Travis.
No, it was the
it
best voice
be.
I've ever heard.
Travis sounds like him.
I don't know Travis.
It was.
It's
he
part.
Has a. He has a. He has a panty dropper voice.
Oh my.
Oh my God,
wow.
Marco.
Oh
really?
God. Yes.
What did you say?
Ray,
no,
are
don't
you want to
repeat it. No,
Ray,
no, no, no. Don't
that?
Don't say it again.
Freaking A stringer. The A stringer and Kathy Mass are the same person.
Hey Jerry.
Yeah.
Margo, it takes a little
bit of time. You ever have that feeling like you're in a room and folks are talking about you, but kind of right through you? They don't even realize you're there.
There you go. There it is. Is that great or what?
That's Travis.
Yeah, man.
Something
on your mind? Did we miss an important thought from you, Travis?
No, I thought it was a good show. I enjoyed it.
Travis,
mm-hmm.
are you Barry White?
I am
Barry
not
White.
Very white.
Is he very white?
No, Barry White, B.
Oh.
Barry White.
You'll never
this
know.
This week on Ice Road Truckers.
That's a good show. Well, do you guys all have some pretty big plans here for the year?
Or
are we just starting off the year just wasting another day? Is that what's
another
going
year?
On today?
Jerry, are you making money right now?
Most likely.
Not. How are you making money by being on this show? How does Blog Talk Radio help you make money?
That's what Animal's father wants to know.
Well, Animal signed anyway, didn't he?
I think possibly Animal's dad needs the best reality-based question ever asked.
You know, his dad is going to play the William Shatner role in shit my dad said.
Yeah.
Maybe a
little
oh, yeah. I love you, Steve Levy.
That's funny.
Wow,
why
did
his dad
Animal's
just drop $30 in?
I think it's Margot that has the Elphaba laugh. Somebody was tweeting that earlier.
Jerry.
I have the what?
Elphaba.
I don't know what
that
is.
That's the Green Witch from Wicked, Elphaba. See? There you go.
There you go. There you go.
Who is that, Margot?
Yeah, that's pretty. That's pretty hot, Margot. It's be hot.
God.
Pretty hot.
Good Lord. Hey, hey.
If you do that with your mouth closed, does stuff come out of your nose?
Wow.
Oh,
hey, Levy wanted to say something. Steve?
No, we have got Rich DiMatteo corner on the job is furtively listening to the after show. I think we should call him out. He needs to speak up. You know, Mr. Job Hunt chat.
What? Rich is on the show. He's not saying anything.
Correct.
I'm just wondering
what's going to happen to him if he doesn't chime in soon.
He better chime in. He's going to get the recruiting .gon award.
Damn right. You got that, DiMatteo?
Rich,
just waiting,
hello.
Rich. He'll click in soon, I'm sure.
No, he doesn't have the nerve. It's a world stage here, man. A lot of people can't step up. World stage, global.
He's a Gen Whiner. We're just a bunch of baby blamers. That's what we are.
Mm-hmm.
Baby blabbers? Did you say baby
blamers.
Blabbers or baby boobs or baby boobs?
Blamers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's the truth.
Yeah.
Okay, just, you know, corn on the job. He's cream corn on the job now. It's over.
All right. Well, I'm kind of busy, so I'm gonna wrap up. But you guys are free to keep on yapping.
Yeah,
I think we've about covered it.
Yeah, I've got an interview at 3:00, so I got to sign out and do a little more reading. So,
what are you reading?
Reading. I'm reading stuff about the company analyst reports. Shit like
you gonna
that.
Go in there and tell them all about what you know about their culture and?
Offer an immediate solution? No, I'm going to offer up Jerry Albright. That's what I'm going to do.
That is an immediate solution. I mean, you're on the right track.
Happy New Year, everybody.
I'm going to call Broadbean, call Jerry, call Maureen.
There you go.
Bye, all. Talk to you all later.
Call me.
Bye.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye,
Happy New Year. See you around.
Bye. Love you guys.